Go to the KODY phone lines now. We have District 42 Representative Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator Groney, and how are you, sir?
Well, tired. Anyway, up here doing some things, and I didn't get to the radio phone call right away.
Sounds like you were running up the stairs.
Well,
we're
going to have to dock your pay for that, Senator Groney.
Well, yeah, I got a little cow that's smarter than I am.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, but we're having fun. I mean, we're fighting back. People got to stand up. Mm-hmm. Quit apologizing, or because you believe in something. Because you got some. Somebody said, "Well, I seen you getting attacked on Facebook. Sorry, we're praying for you." And you getting attacked on Twitter. And I said, "I don't go to hell. I don't go to Facebook or Twitter to listen to the voice of demons. So just don't go there." But you're going to get attacked if you do the right thing. Read the good book.
Mm-hmm.
I quoted some of my friends who stood up, and they're all down and depressed because people attacked them. And I said, "Well, remember what Winston Churchill said?" He said, "So you have enemies. Good. That means you've done something."
Exactly right. Exactly right.
If you're nice and everybody likes you, you got a real pathetic life. Because there's evil in the world, and you got to fight it. And those folks aren't going to like you when you fight it. But anyway, sadly, a lot of them are centered in the press now. Not in North Platte, but other parts of the state. They censor what is they don't like, what they can manipulate. It's in a major paper, my column on Columbus Day, and they rejected it. They said, "Well, we don't want to stir up the Italians and the Native Americans. We don't want to debate in our paper." What is the term for that? Propaganda? Censorship?
Censorship.
Yeah. Manipulating society because they have the power to do it.
Did you answer the letter and say, "Thank you, Mr. Goebbels"?
Mr. who? Goebbels. Yeah. I get it. No, he's nice people. They just don't like conflict. They like bipartisan. But we got like, I think, 27 people signed on to the special session for the vaccine. We need six more. People are stepping up, putting a lot of emails in. And you know what? I love being a Christian and a conservative. When they send emails to the senators, they're polite. They mm-hmm. plea. They ask them, "Please do this." They give them rational thought. When the demons on the other side attack me and others, they're just vicious. They call you names. They miss one of them. If I misspell a word because of spell check or whatever, they attack that. They can't attack the facts. They're just cretins. And I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm talking about this radical, radical nihilist social sect that their entire focus is about their sex life. That's who they define themselves as. Not what their work is, not their family life, not something good they've done in the world. It's about their sex life. It's as decadent as you can get. Skin or their, it's just, my God, define you in the tent the good Lord put you in. I'm fired up. I mean, we're trying to recruit some, here, I'll tell you the sad thing. There's four senators who are the same country clubbers I've talked about. They lived on top of the pyramid scheme. They've skated through the sacrifice of their fathers in the World War II. They've lived their life. They got, deferments during Vietnam War for education. The bankers, their insurance execs, their doctors, and that's Coleman, Stenner, Williams, and Hilkeman. They're establishment Republicans. They've lived on top of the pyramid scheme and surfed on top, and they're in their 70s and 80s, and they're just content. And they won't sign the petition. They won't sign it.
Now, I was going to ask Senator Groney, you said you need six more signatures in order to have the special session. there's some Republicans, or quote-unquote Republicans, that have not signed on to this letter. Do you think you can get six more, that you and your colleagues can get six more?
I just told you four of them, that if enough pressure, if enough people email Senator Williams and tell him, hey, you didn't sign on to Senator Albrecht's letter to the State Board of Education for sex standards. You didn't sign on to, you gave away a Western Nebraska district, gave a rural vote to Sarpy County. Now you won't help with this hardworking people who just want to control their own medical decisions. How do you expect me to vote for you as regent to University of Nebraska? How do you expect rural Nebraska to support you? That's what you need to do. If he's the kingpin, if he falls, then Coldeman and Stinner fall, and Hilkeman. Stinner's thinking about running for public service commission to ask him who he represents. His bank employees? Are they going to be next? Are they going to have to get a vaccination? I'm being blunt and honest. Can't do that in politics, but I am. This is important. This is about the future of America. I mean, if we do this, what's next? What's next? Mandatory flu shots? Mandatory booster shots? We don't know. The science don't know. They keep changing their story, but they're science. The vaccine was supposed to last longer than natural immunity. It's not. I don't have to get reinfected.
It's
I'm
blowing
doing fine.
Right. It's blowing right.
I don't need
that.
Another. What's that?
I said the vaccine is not outlasting natural immunity. It's not
it
even
isn't.
Out.
That's my point.
It's not even outlasting what they said it originally would for months. We're talking 2 months, and then you get somebody that's fully vaccinated according to their criteria, and yet they still get COVID. So what is it really doing for us?
Well, let's take a step back. I'm assuming everybody starts in the same place, that this is something that nature's thrown at us. Throughout the civilization and history, it's happened, and humans perish from it. It's happening with this one. That's true. But also, don't lie to us and give us placebos and tell us that this is the answer to keep the masses calm and to have them following you, because we haven't had enough evidence. Just be honest. We're adapting on the run. Don't puff your chest out and tell us you got all the answers, because you don't. And anyway, it is what it is. But when it all boils down to, we're individual Americans. We're individual, born alone. We're going to die alone. And we're not a part of a mass group that has to. In America, well, at least we didn't have to conform to what the bullies in the mass group tell you to do. But anyway, it's up to each individual. And if I die because I made a free decision, that's me. That's me. That's nobody else. And if you die because you're Colin Powell and you took the vaccination, that's his decision. That's what he wanted to do. That's what Hank Aaron wanted to do when he earlier on and took the vaccination and died within 3 days. That's what you make that decision, not me. Look at your family history. Look at your own health history. Are you susceptible to the flu? That's a good one. If you're susceptible to the flu, I would probably get the vaccination. I haven't had the flu in, I don't know how long, 20 years. That's what America is. You examine yourself. Good book says examine yourself. And if you think you're susceptible and you fear it, take it. Go get that vaccination and hope it works. But if you believe your health is solid, your family history is good, why would you inject something in your body unnecessarily just to show unity? That's socialists do that, not Americans. So anyway, I'm keeping fighting, but we need six more. I think we picked up one over the weekend. Won't say who, because if you say who, the rabid radicals led by Michaela Kavanaugh and Matt Hansen will hound them and attack them and threaten them and not stay united with the front. You know, I'm an old time, grew up with a mother who was a Kennedy Democrat and a dad who was a staunch Eisenhower conservative, and I'd never cared who you were, but there's a bunch of them now that are just radical, just absolutely radical, and they're not the old style, the good Union Democrats that we have in North Platte. These people are just absolutely just trying to destroy everything in front of them. And we got to fight them. We can't let them do it. We can't let them few shout us down. And with social media, they have a bigger podium than they ever did before. I mean, they've never been elected to anything. Never came out of there and then did anything. And they can get on the social media, and it's all over the world, and their voice means something. One out of a 320 million Americans, and people call you and say, oh my God, Mike, I'm praying for you. Everybody's attacking you. Now, one moron sitting behind the curtain in a dark room with a trench coat on with a computer in front of him, send an email out or a text out. You're going to cut and run because of that? You're not going to run for office because of that? You're going to cower because somebody said something negative? We live in strange times, and I'm sorry to say, but there's a lot of state senators that way. They're afraid of the one negative, and it works for the evil in society. So anyway, one letter to the editor, and people cower and say, oh my gosh, people don't, they put a plural on it. Right away they put a plural. Boy, people are attacking you. No, one moron did, and has a pathetic life, and he decided to write a letter to the editor. You gotta put things in perspective, all things in life. It's like my damn cow. I've got to remember the rest of them tonight and shoot them all. Anyway, the bet's coming this morning to work. Yeah, I finally got my son up here, and we finally got a chance to get it done. We're just a little bitty operation. Don't think I'm a rancher. I'm just having fun with it. But takes my mind off Lincoln.
Yeah, so, you need that sometimes.
Yeah, you do. You go hunting all the time.
Anyway,
how's the pheasant season looking? I changed the subject for something positive.
Go to South Dakota.
In more ways than one, maybe.
We're still not nearly what we were back in the 70s, and
not even close, 60s and 70s.
Yeah, until we change some different farming practices, and you can't blame the farmer. I mean, they're just out to make a living. But until we change
their property,
and more power to them. But there's a few going to be a few bright spots in Nebraska on pheasant, but you're going to have to work to find them.
Yeah. Anyway, that's live. Now you got me thinking about low fried chicken in a pan, pheasant in a pan with some mushroom soup over top of it.
Very good.
Roadkill or something. But we're continuing to fight, and I keep egging people on. Some people say, well, we don't have 33, we might as well not fight. And I said, I'd like to be sitting in the room with Winston Churchill when all of his generals said, we can't beat him. We might as well surrender and get terms. We can't beat him. We don't have 33. I'd like to have been sitting in Valley Forge and some moron soldiers with frozen feet, and somebody's told General Washington, we can't beat them. We don't have 33 ships. Where would we be today? What about Jesus Christ walking down with a cross on his back, and somebody yelled at him, see, you didn't have enough help. You got these negative people yelling at you. You might as well give up. And I told the governor that. What do you mean we don't have 33? Does that mean you don't fight? We live in a strange, passive, affluent society. As long as they have a full stomach and a limo to drive in, I guess we're okay. But anyway, we'll see where it goes.
All right.
Senator Groney, is there any sort of deadline that would need to be reached on that?
10 days. I don't know when they sent the certified letter. I haven't gotten that clear. I'm going to do that today. I thought all of us got a certified letter, but somebody told me it would be only the 23 original ones that did not, the 23 that didn't sign the original letter. I guess our signature on the 26 on the original letter is good enough.
Okay.
So I'm not sure, but it's 10 days.
10 days from when the letter was received by the
secretary. That would have been Wednesday. No, I don't know. See, I didn't get into the details.
A little tricky.
Senator Ben Hansen out of Blair and Senator Rob Clements out of Elwood are the two that are, you know, heading up the effort.
The co-signers.
They're the ones that put the, well, we all co-sign, but they're the two.
Like the authors.
You got to have somebody lead the charge,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing it. Thank God for them. You might send them an email, thank you. But they did all the research, worked with the lawyers, worked with the governor's office to make sure the language accomplished what we needed, but didn't open it up too much so that Senator Blood can't bring her right to work, or not right to work, but her closed shop or right to employment that she can't be fired. She's pushing that. So anyway, I've got to get going. I think my vet's calling, so wondering if I'm ready. So I'll be talking to you later. All right.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Good luck, Senator Groney.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye now. All right, Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update on KODY's Mugs of the Morning, 1240 a.m. and 106.1 FM. As always, this hour presented to you by local shelter insurance agents Pete Bowles, Brent Rogo, and Bo Widd. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte.